Okay. No choice today.
Because I gave it to you. So kind of a choice.
I was going to play it better to not show what was behind the curtain. I was going to say listener submitted
article. I do listen.
Exactly. This one's from MSN.com. It's probably from a different news source, though.
I think it's from Newsweek.
New York Post. Oh,
New York Post. That's right.
Okay.
Which is great for the scandalous shit like this.
Love it. Prince Andrew free to travel abroad as FBI ends probe into royals Jeffrey Epstein links. No.
One of those weird byproducts of everything going on with the Epstein stuff.
Seriously?
Yeah, I feel like it's getting underreported, so I feel like we had to include it here.
We have to. This story is by Nika Shikanazarova 3 days ago, which is incredibly recent for us. This has to be the most breaking we've ever done.
Well, it comes out in like 3 weeks, so it's not that breaking.
It's still most breaking we've ever done,
I think. True.
Prince Andrew can finally end his self-imposed travel ban?
I think it was because he was worried about getting arrested. So, like, he was laying low in an area where they couldn't get him and they don't have jurisdiction.
Jeez, I love that they call it self-imposed. After a leaked memo revealed that the FBI is closing its investigation into the royals' Jeffrey Epstein links, do you think he threw a party? Or do you think he was like, yes? And he, like, boarded a plane and left immediately.
I'm wondering if he asked for his office back and his title.
His title. I hope that we cover this. The disgraced Duke of York, 65.
Formerly disgraced.
Oh my God, this is so sad. Has left the UK once in the last 6 years over fears of arrest, civil lawsuits, or being subpoenaed. Now, it appears as though the scandal-scarred prince, who has been kept at arm's length from the royal fold, is able to venture out of the UK without fear of repercussions. Dear Lord, this article. He has been abroad once since the scandal erupted, end quote. That was a quote, a source alleged to The Sun. Quote, he has always been very nervous about going abroad and felt he'd always be looking over his shoulder as he could be subject to civil action or at worst being arrested, end quote. Quote, hopefully with this out of the way, it means he can at least leave the country, end quote. The insider went on, requote, what's he supposed to do with the rest of his life? He hasn't been convicted.
What was he doing with his life before?
Nothing. Hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
The most lovable royal fuck up.
He hasn't been convicted of any crime and can't sit around doing nothing at Royal Lodge forever. It's because he's settled outside of court, end quote. I mean, quote before I said my own comment. Prior to his controversies, Andrew was dubbed, quote, Air Miles Andy, end quote.
And here we've been calling him British Andy and regular person Andy like a chump. We didn't know he had another title.
I mean, I've never heard Air Miles.
Did they strip
Andy.
That title too?
They sure did. They sure did.
When they grounded him. Self-imposed.
Following his frequent globetrotting adventures at the taxpayers' expense. But his travels came to a grinding halt in recent years, with his only overseas trip being to Bahrain in 2022. A leaked memo this week.
All the places to go abroad?
He could have been visiting Jeffrey Epstein. Who knows?
Did he think that it was a weird accent saying Britain or something like that?
It could have. It very well could have. He was also Air Miles Andy, so maybe that was just through a dart at a map and that's where he went.
Maybe. Maybe they got good sweat doctors there. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. A leaked memo this week concluded that no charges will be brought against Andrew or any other high-profile associate of the disgraced financier. The investigation also confirmed that there was no evidence that Epstein kept a client list, despite Attorney General Pam Bondi saying in February that she had the client list sitting on my desk right now to review.
I find it surprising that they're using the term disgraced financier for Epstein. I don't think that's what he's going to be remembered badass.
No, I don't think so either. They're using the term disgraced a lot.
Yeah. And also, I don't think there's anything that's necessarily been disgraced about him because everybody knew about the shit going on there for a long time.
Yeah, no, that's true.
He seemed to actually do what he did very well.
But still a disgrace. That's why he's regular person Andy. Okay, I hope we get some answers about whether he's still regular person Andy or if everyone still hates him. Everyone probably still hates
him. Everybody still hates him, but the question is, does he get his titles back? Or does he just get some of them and now we have to call him Air Miles Andy?
That's a very good question. I hope we find out. The younger brother of King Charles has strenuously denied claims against him and had previously insisted that he has no recollection of ever meeting Virginia Giuffre.
It does seem like he is straining himself. Whatever he's doing it.
In February 2022, Giuffre and Andy's attorneys filed court papers stating they had reached an agreement in principle to settle the lawsuit she had filed against him. Andrew admitted no wrongdoing, but wrote in a letter that he regretted his association with Epstein, who Giuffre claims trafficked her to the royal and other rich and powerful men. And here's a picture of them all together, because, you know, they had to have pictures and...
with Maxine in the background as well.
Because you had to have a paper trail of everyone you were doing business with so that you could continue doing this in case of blackmail.
Yeah. Is this...
just saying.
I had to say this in a very dark way. Is this not the year of Air Miles Andy? With all of the deaths and avoidance of topics, he's sitting pretty well.
You know what? He could not have hoped for a better press conference coming out of the White House in the last week. This is the best news of his life.
His first stop after he throws that dart at the map has to be Vegas to put it all on red or something like that. It is his year right now.
He's never coming back to the UK. You gotta think that he's at one point gonna come back to the UK, because I don't think they're just gonna erase this forever. But alas, this is a mini, and this is not what this episode is about. It is about regular person Andy? Question mark. In 2020, the FBI had asked the UK Home Office to assist it in bringing Andrew in for questioning, but the investigation was put on hold in 2024 for reasons unknown.
That was when he kept following his mom around. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So he couldn't be served.
He's such a jackass. Andrew's anxiety was kicked into high gear in January after it was revealed that he had kept in contact with Epstein for longer than he initially let on. Oh, this guy would.
Following them before he killed himself.
Yeah, no kidding. Sorry, I can't leave the UK to come.
He would have been the one to off him, but he couldn't leave the UK.
It emerged that he had messaged Epstein to say that they would, quote, play some more soon, end quote, in an email sent 2 months after the prince claimed their friendship had ended. Oh my God, he's such an idiot. Proof of correspondence between the pair showed that Andrew wrote to the financier on the same day a photo of the prince with the then 17-year-old Giuffre surfaced online. Andrew initially claimed he had cut ties with Epstein, who died by suicide in 2019, while awaiting trial on sex trafficking and federal conspiracy charges in December 2010. However, in late 2011, Andy wrote to Epstein, quote, keep in close touch and we'll play some more soon, end quote. Quote, Giuffre died by suicide in April. She was 40.
Yeah, we covered this earlier.
Yeah,
this
we year. Did. I have so many
I would think
questions
that's pretty unambiguous
article.
What he meant in that email to Epstein. But also, the guy seems to have the mental capacity of a 5-year-old. So he might actually be talking about playing with a ball together.
It's true. It's true. He could be. Highly doubt it just because of how they played before.
Yeah.
That's a nice thought. So many questions arise from this article. I would be interested in King Chuck's take on this.
I'm wondering if he's feeling bold enough to ask Chuck back his titles or any of this stuff. Like, this is his year right now. He's got to be sitting pretty high.
Do you think he would literally not ask for it back? Like, he probably, as soon as the news broke, he probably had him on the phone.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, there's probably not a day that's gone by since he lost it where he's asking his brother for his titles back. So
yeah, that's true, because he was really holding on to continue living in the residence he had, but he did get moved, I think, if I recall correctly.
I remember there was a fight and they were threatened. I can't remember if they actually followed through on it. And
I can't remember either. But you gotta think, like, as soon as this broke, he was like, yes. And then he called him. He was like, do I get my title back?
Yeah. You think it's an email or he asks him to play with names or something like that?
Something. Oh, God.
I don't think I can play light like that. It feels kind of awkward making jokes in this. It's such a weird situation. And this guy is such, like, the term royal fuck up is specifically about him. It is.
You know what? We can play light because, one, it's a pretty heavy topic and we got to bring some lightness to it. Number two, this guy's such an idiot. Number three, this is just so blatantly in your face wrong that you got to make it humorous.
You got to laugh.
If you don't see the humor in it, you're just going to be sad and depressed like regular person Andy was the last how many years, getting all his things stripped from him.
We don't want to be a regular person Andy. We want to be an Air Miles Andy.
Exactly. We got to make the best of a shitty situation, and this is the best way that I think we can, is with regular person Andy and his jackassery.
I want to know more about that Bahrain trip. Why? Yeah,
me too.
Of all the places you could go.
Do you think it was for work? No. Do you think he's worked ever a day in his life?
He got like a mining job and had to go.
Okay, I hate to bring this up on a mini because I'm not very well read up on the subject right now. But didn't he show up like when everybody was like sick and like with cancer in the UK, like the princess and the king and everything? He just showed up to represent them at a funeral somewhere.
What?
And it just feels like it was without any permission.
No, sent an email saying, don't worry, I got this.
I'm just trying to think of what exactly it was now. And that's why I say I probably shouldn't have brought it up because I can't remember. But there was something where Chuck wasn't doing appearances because he was undergoing cancer treatment and they were out at...
Right, and the princesses.
They were just out. Name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to remember.
Because she had cancer too. What's her name?
Yeah.
Not Kamala.
And there was an event. It was a funeral or something and he was just there and it felt totally like he was there without permission. And like everyone was probably pissed off at him because he showed up in like his suit. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass now. It's this is a mini.
You're pulling it, Andy. Yeah. So anyway, Chelsea just started talking.
It's Wednesday. It's a mini.
You guys got 48 hours. We want you to report back on this Bahrain thing. I need to know more about it, but I don't care enough to actually look myself. Maybe it'll be an episode in the future. But I
don't... We can only
Who knows? Anyhow, okay. Bye.
Bye.